This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can make excuses for not taking that leap of faith. Our excuses, of course, are rooted in fear, which keep us in our comfort zone, but can also keep us from greater. And this is exactly what happened to Moses. So recently I talked about how Moses fled Egypt for the desert after killing a man. But soon thereafter, Moses would become resettled with the family, a wife, a son, in-laws. So now he's settled into the comforts of a new family. But God would have something greater for Moses to do, which would require him to leave his comfort zone. He, of course, didn't want to do this, so he began with the excuses. But it seems as though with each excuse he had, God had a response. So first he claims that he's not an eloquent speaker. God said, "Not to worry, I'll give you the words." Second, he claims that Pharaoh won't believe that God in fact sent him. God says, "Not to worry, I will enable you with the power to perform miracles before his eyes. Trust me, he'll know that I sent you." And then it seems as though God even preempts Moses' next excuse by saying, if you're fearful about returning to Egypt because there are some who still want to kill you, they are all dead. So I have learned that I am no match for making excuses before God. And when I do have excuses before taking that leap of faith, I really need to question my level of trust at that time. And the words that I use to teach me are, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, what excuse are you going to let go of?